Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are talking about how to become a real estate auctioneer in New South Wales.
And this is a topic that comes up a lot. Agents watch an auctioneer work and think, I could do that, but there is a proper path to it.
There is, and the article is clear from the start. Conducting auctions in NSWA is a regulated skill. You cannot just step up on the day. You need auction accreditation.
So let us start with the basics. What does an auctioneer actually do? Because from the outside, it looks like calling numbers.
It is a lot more than that. You set the pace, read the room, manage the buyers, take and acknowledge bids clearly, and steer the sale through to a result. You are running a fair, legal process while keeping the energy in the room.
And the legal side carries real weight. Auctions are governed by rules about how bids are taken, how the reserve works, how the whole process must be conducted.
Right. The auctioneer has to know the law and apply it on the day, in real time, with people watching. The article puts it well. It rewards preparation and a cool head.
Okay, so who does this actually suit? Because not everyone is comfortable standing at the front of a room.
The article is honest about this. It suits confident communicators. If you enjoy public speaking, think on your feet, and stay calm when the pressure rises, you have the right temperament. And crucially, the technical knowledge can be taught.
That is reassuring. I think a lot of agents assume you need to be a natural showman to even consider it.
The article pushes back on that directly. The role rewards preparation more than personality. If you learn the process and put in the practice, the confidence follows.
So what is the actual qualification? What do you need in NSWA?
You need auction accreditation. It's a short, focused qualification of 3 units. Those units cover auction law and process, conducting the auction itself and managing bidders.
3 units, that's very achievable. And it sits on top of your existing agent license?
Exactly. The article recommends having your Class 2 agent license sorted before you add auction skills. Auctioneering builds on the agent work you already do.
And what does the process look like once you're ready?
4 steps. First, make sure your agent license is in order. Second, enrol in auction accreditation. The units are online and self-paced, so you study around your current role without taking time off the floor. Third, work through the 3 units and complete the assessments. And fourth, confirm your accreditation status with NSW Fair Trading before you call your first auction.
That fourth step is one people can easily miss. The training organisation, Archer Institute, as a registered training organisation, issues the qualification, but it is NSW Fair Trading that recognises the accreditation that lets you trade. They are separate steps.
Worth being clear on. Finish the units, get your qualification issued, then confirm with Fair Trading before you stand at the front of a room.
Good. So why would an agent bother adding this? What does auctioneering actually bring?
The simplest reason the article gives is value. Auctioneering is a skill that few people in any agency can offer. When you can run your own auctions, you bring something the agent next to you cannot. That makes you more useful to your office and to vendors choosing how to sell.
What about the earning side? Because that's usually what people want to know.
The article keeps it honest. Calling auctions can add to what you earn over time, but that depends on your market, your reputation, and how often auctions run where you work. No figures promised.
I really appreciate that. It's easy to oversell the income angle in real estate training.
This does not. It describes auctioneering as one of the better value specialist skills an agent can pick up, and leaves the rest to your own market.
What does the day-to-day actually look like? Is it a full-time job?
For most accredited agents, no. It's a skill you switch on when a property goes to auction. You prepare with the listing agent, run the process, then hand back for the contract. Concentrated and high pressure, then it's done.
Some people do build a reputation as a dedicated auctioneer, calling for several offices, but the article says that's a longer road built on practice and results.
Most start by handling their own listings and grow from there.
And beyond the qualification, what actually separates a good auctioneer from one who is just accredited?
The article picks out 3 things. Your voice and calling, clear projection, a steady rhythm, a confident tone, reading the room, knowing when to push, when to pause, which buyer is genuinely in the contest, and composure under pressure, because things go off script.
A bidder hesitates, the bidding stalls, someone calls out a question from the floor.
Staying calm and in control is what marks out an auctioneer people trust. And the article is clear, none of this requires natural showmanship. It requires preparation and reps.
So if someone is listening and thinking that sounds like them, what is the one thing they should do next?
If you already work in NSW Real Estate, browse the auction accreditation course at Archer Institute, or call the team and talk through whether the timing is right for where you are in your career.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It covers each of those 3 units in detail, the Class 2 license path, and an honest look at auctioneering as a career move.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1800 069 273.
Thanks for listening. That's the Archer Institute blog in audio.